This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another Panthers win last night. Brad Marchand scored his first goal as a Florida Panther. Feeling a little better as we head into the postseason here. And the Heat are in New Orleans tonight. There's a little scuttlebutt, Solana, with the Heat tonight because Spo says, even though they're essentially locked into the 10 seed, Spo says they're playing all the starters and they're playing to win. So what do you make of that?
It's what the Heat do, right?
I mean, I saw Ethan Skolnick tweet out, that's crazy.
Yep.
It's certifiably insane. You have nothing to play for. You yesterday on the show talked about, hey, you got to rest your guys. So now it's just that's what the Heat do? I feel like it's not what they do all the time.
It is, though, Hawk, because there's still a chance, right? There's still a chance if the Atlanta Hawks lose out and the Chicago Bulls lose out. There's still that off chance that the Heat can move up in the standings. And as long as there's a chance for the Miami Heat to be in a position to either improve their standing or to compete at the highest level, they're going to do it. This is a team that lost 10 straight games in the month of March. Teams that lose 10 straight in the month of March sit Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo and Andrew Wiggins and call it a month and call it a season and say, we're going to go push for lottery balls. And the Heat did not do that. They committed to trying to rebound.
You yesterday, we can go back and listen to the show. You yesterday said they should rest their starters.
Oh, I'm not advocating for Bam and Tyler to play tonight. I'm just telling you this is what the Heat do.
Gotcha.
This is their mindset. We don't tank. We don't sit. Like there's a chance we're going to play our guys.
Solana, please get the culture drop out while I explain to Hawk what's going on.
Of course.
You can't want to drop culture, Heat culture, toughest condition, never give up, best players in the world in best condition, and then say, hey, we're going to throw it in. We're the 10 seed. If there's a chance, we have a drop that says this. Hawk, we wouldn't have a drop if we don't believe in this crap.
Who is
we
that, by
do
the way?
This.
Who is that on that drop?
It's our culture guy.
We have a culture guy.
Yeah. I think that's Solana.
Is that you, Solana?
Nah, it's Dan Day.
Oh. But, no.
Couldn't figure out who that was.
We love the culture, and so let's rock the culture.
Now that you say that, I'm thinking back to Riley after last season saying, hey, shut up if you're not out there playing, and we need you more. So I guess it would be pretty incongruous for him to do that after the season, essentially wreck the roster without knowing it at that moment for the upcoming season and then, you know, sign off on, yeah, don't play anybody the last couple of games and we'll see what we can do with the 10 seed. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, when you ride with the foolishness, when it's positive, you got to ride with the foolishness when it's negative.
Here's one angle, though, that I think I bring it up on my pregame show tonight, and Tommy and I will discuss it. And I think it's a rational angle. I don't know how much truth there is to it. Since Andrew Wiggins was traded here, 31 games, he's played in 16 only. So his opportunities to actually be on the court with Tyler and with Bam Adebayo are few and far between. If you believe that this team can make a little bit of noise in the postseason, we don't. The Heat obviously do.
I don't necessarily not believe that they will.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm being honest. Make noise. You don't think they could take Cleveland to seven? I do.
No.
I do.
They can take Cleveland to seven.
I believe that. I'm not a believer in Cleveland.
Huck, I believe they can get out of the play-in. I don't believe they're going to win a real series.
I tell you what, I don't not believe that they can't get past Cleveland. I know it's a funny way of putting that.
You double negative.
But I don't not. But I don't want to say that I believe they're going to get past Cleveland, but I don't not believe that they're not going to get past Cleveland.
Right.
Right.
Well said.
Which should be their marketing slogan.
You've heard of White Hot?
Not believe,
well,
sure.
Wait till you hear this.
How funny would that be? Yeah, what are you guys doing this year? Are you doing White Hot, Red Hot, Back in Black? No, we're doing this. Don't not believe that we can't not get past Cleveland.
That's a long ass phrase.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna put that on shirts. What are we gonna do there?
Wiggins, Tyler, Bam, they need more continuity. They need more reps together. That could be the process here. That could be the mindset of the head coach, Eric Spoelstra.
Let me read you something from Ira Winderman. Someone emailed Ira Winderman, the Sun Sentinel. Andrew Wiggins did not look right against the Bulls. And Ira responds, no, he did not. The hamstring is still an issue, fitted with a stim device before he left the United Center on Wednesday night. It will be interesting now to see if the Heat prioritize rest or prioritize trying to get him back up to speed with teammates ahead of the play-in round. The Andrew Wiggins on display on Wednesday night was not the same player who was such a key contributor before being sidelined. Now, when they say they're going to play at full strength, that doesn't necessarily mean Wiggins is going to play, because would you rush him back just to get the continuity, or would you let his body heal 100% and still maybe miss a little bit of that continuity?
Rest him and try to catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
I think he's well rested, though. He had missed six straight. I don't think there was a chance in hell he's playing on a bum hamstring 75% against the Chicago Bulls the other day. I think he's at full strength, but when you're coming back from a bum hamstring and you've missed six straight, it takes you some time because of the hamstring injury to get back to game shape, which is what I think we saw the other night. He made jumpers. He made three triples in that game, but there was just no explosivity on that hamstring. Is that a word? Explosivity?
No, it's explosiveness.
Damn.
Good try, though.
But it delights me, man. I am delighted to hear explosivity in the first segment.
Action of exploding. I'm with you, Solana. I thought you were right.
Man, I felt good,
explosiveness,
too.
Explosiveness, yeah. You knew it when it came out, didn't you?
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, it didn't sound right.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.